2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Oh, we don't even have anyone to start it. Everyone was just staring.
Where's Nathaniel?
This is awkward. This is really weird.
Nate went downstairs to do something.
Oh.
Yeah.
He went to poop.
Downstairs.
Oh, maybe he went upstairs. 3, 2, 4, 2. Is that what they call it?
All he said was, I'm going and I'm not coming back. So that could mean for good or just for the time being.
By the way, can I just tell you, the 3, 2, 4, 2 toilet upstairs is about to fall off the wall. So somebody's going to sit down on it, and it's going to break. Like, the bolts are separated from the wall, so at some point...
And all the water's going to come out of the side of the wall.
Yeah, there's going to be a fun story and a flood coming
People
soon.
People have used it too much, maybe, no? Yeah.
Don't you want it to be you so that you can get some like, settlement out of this and move on with your life?
Some settlement.
No?
Okay.
Are you really going to get a settlement out of that? I don't know that you're really going
to get it. Okay, if you slam your ass down on a toilet and it comes off the wall and there's, like, fecal matter and water shooting all over you... Right? I think that, you would get something.
I'm just thinking about what kind of injury I might get.
What if you crush
your testicles?
You would
get all the injuries.
Yes.
Wait, hold
Those
on.
Those are Andrew, big testicles.
Andrew is in the room, and he's laughing his ass off. Nate microphone here.
My water cup, and I heard you talking about fecal matter.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna lie, because I now come in every day, I sit in there while you guys are recording it. Y'all talk about poop a lot.
We do, right?
I know, you're right. Oh, and it did get right to the poop. We were talking about
ends up that way.
The toilet upstairs that's about to come off of the wall, apparently. Huh. And what kind of settlement would you get if you got poop all over you because the toilet flew off the wall?
I feel like Scott.
Well, let's see how well Andrew knows the show. Who do you think leads the poop conversation?
Froggy.
Nope.
What kind of shit is that? Gandhi.
No.
Wow.
Andrew,
I thought you would know this person very well.
No.
Scotty.
Yes. Scotty.
You sit with me every day. How do you not know this?
Yes. Well, we don't talk about poop.
No, we don't.
Froggy starts the testicle conversation.
Scotty goes to poop immediately with everything. Like, he takes a bite of something, and he's like, oh, my stomach is so unsettled. It's so awful. This is a shit yourself special.
Most of his life stories happen in the bathroom.
Well, not only that, Andrew, he doesn't have to talk about shit to you because he saves it all for us.
He cleans it out with us before he gets to you.
Well, we were actually not on the topic of poop, if we want to just take a quick skirt detour. But we were talking about disgusting desserts on our podcast yesterday, and we mentioned ambrosia.
Oh, yeah.
Who's had an ambrosia recently?
I don't think it's disgusting. It sounds delicious.
It does not sound good.
What is it?
Ambrosia is a 70s dessert.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's very like retirement home.
Yes.
Yeah.
He wants to try it.
I do. There's like a little mandarin oranges and some maraschino cherries and whipped cream.
There's definitely a lot of whipped cream in there.
Marshmallows. And I think it's probably like a gelatin base of some sort.
No.
And don't they like torch it to get
No, that's flambé.
Is that at the diner a lot though, Scotty? Like that
ambrosia.
I've only seen it once or twice, like in a buffet, and I never tried it because I was scared.
It's a very old timey dessert.
Yes.
Brody, what do you know about ambrosia?
Oh no.
Shots fired.
It was invented in the 1800s, so it is old.
It's that stuff.
Yep. It's disgusting.
If you're watching the podcast, it's this stuff.
It's marshmallows and canned fruit and whipped cream.
Looks great.
Yeah, but it might taste better than it looks.
Maybe.
I mean, think about it. Marshmallows are great. Whipped cream's great. And canned fruit's not bad.
We also mentioned, because we're going to do a disgusting dinner party, we also thought about canned cheese. I don't know.
Canned cheese?
Canned cheese just sounds so nasty to me.
Cheese whiz?
Yes. Mm.
No,
just sounds so gross.
Has that spray can.
Yeah, the spray cheese.
Oh, cheese with the C-H-E-E-Z.
Yeah.
Put that on a cracker. It's not bad.
You know, is Spam going to be part of your disgusting dinner?
I love Spam. I'm sorry. People knock Spam.
But all of Hawaii loves Spam.
They do.
It's quite a staple.
Spam. They do Spam pizza down there.
Yeah.
I kind of like the idea of a disgusting dinner party. It's hysterical.
Yeah.
No, I will not attend.
Well, we have these great ideas only on Serial Killers.
Nope. Gandhi and I are going out for pizza that day.
Yeah, we'll go get pizza.
what else
Danielle will vomit all over the gross food, and there will be no party left.
What about
liverwurst?
You
do not want that.
Liverwurst. I would bring that to the disgusting
dinner
party.
But look at this one. That one looks delicious.
Oh.
That looks different.
Kind of looks like rice pudding.
Yeah. I don't know. I want to try it.
We're doing meat ravioli from Chef Boyardee, too, just because the microwave will... meat ravioli just sounds so gross.
I'm okay
it's
with
so
that.
Delicious.
Oh
is.
My
it's
God.
Bad.
It I just is. Have questions as to how it can sit out without being refrigerated or frozen for ever.
Sodium City.
It's sealed in a can.
No, but that's out. That's room temperature meat.
Mm-mm.
That's room temperature meat.
It's just bad. It's processed. It's preservatives.
Oh,
it's
here we go.
All the bad shit.
You eat the worst
Captain
shit.
Captain
Health. I'm just explaining what it is. That's all.
We all know it's ravioli in a can. Nobody thinks it's
I'm
going
to add something that's controversial to the disgusting dinner party. Ramen noodles.
Oh, my God.
How dare you?
You never stayed in the dorm room. You never stayed in the dorm room.
I knew it. I knew you guys were
with that, I bid you adieu, sir.
Good day.
Good day.
Invitation
was someone's never needed to eat three meals for a dollar.
You can do so much with ramen. I will take ramen and I will drain it and I will just leave the pasta, put a little bit of butter.
And
a tiny bit of the powder so it's less sodium and mix it together.
I'm talking about the styrofoam one you get. You have to just put hot water over
it.
Yes. Those.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
You can turn that into something good?
Yes.
Of course. You don't even have to turn it. It's good on its own.
Cup o' noodles.
So good.
Cup o' noodles.
You could crack an egg in it too and then stir the egg around and it makes it almost like there's it's delicious.
Have you tried it?
Egg drop soup.
I've only had it with the hot water on it and a spoon and nothing else. So maybe I have to add some crap to it.
Well, if you're using a spoon to pick up a noodle, I'm already saying you're at a disadvantage.
A fork, whatever.
This is going to help the story, though. Like, I never knew this about you, Scared. Did you stay home when you went to Brooklyn College? Like, did you live with your parents?
I did.
Of course he did.
No, I understand that. So you never had that dorm experience of at 2 o'clock in the morning after hanging out with your friends drunk and having ramen noodles.
No, we go to a diner and call it a night.
Oh, and you have the fries with the cheese and the gravy.
Right. There's the diner, but sitting in the dorm room eating ramen noodles at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's an experience.
And it
sticks with you.
I feel like I didn't miss anything on that.
Ramen.
When you were drunk at college or, you know, at a club, what was your go-to food on the way home?
Street meat.
Yes.
For sure.
Street meat,
really?
Pizza, and a diner.
If there's
chicken
a food
porn.
Truck, we were food trucking it for sure.
We would go to White Castle on the way home, get to the drive-thru, or we would get the disco fries with the cheese and the mozzarella.
Classic.
Oh, at the diner.
Scary,
oh.
You were there that time after that club on Long Island that Cubby and Darren and I did, and we went to the Colony Diner after, and I got chicken parm, and Cubby threw a french fry at me, and I ducked, and it hit that big Italian guy behind us.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Tony Soprano.
Yeah, and the guy came over, and Cubby's like, I'm so sorry. I'll pay for your whole meal. And he paid for the whole table because he shit his pants. It was great.
Back to the food.
Yeah, all right. Well, I see now how circle. Scotty mentions poop a lot.
Wow. Great story.
All right.
That's great. Andrew, you should come up with the next thing for us to talk about.
Well, I was just going to go back to him.
He's not even on camera.
I was going to go back to Ambrosia for a second.
Wasn't that a band in the 70s?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Another thing that I was thinking is disgusting is, what is it? Like, I can't eat any of the microwavable pastas. They just don't seem right.
But that's you being like that Italian there. Like, no, it's only Italian pasta or no pasta at all.
So like Easy Mac, you can't eat that?
See, I cook it I guess that's a stove.
I think he's talking about, you know, there's that pasta company now that has them in pouches. I forget who makes it, but they're like already ready cooked in a pouch next to the regular pasta.
How can you hate that but like ramen?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, because the ramen is like noodles. It's delicious.
It's pasta. What do you
By the way, look how far away Andrew is.
I know. Meanwhile, Scary literally has a computer right next to him
and
won't
share. I'm lazy.
Frog, what's your food? What's that disgusting food for you?
You know, I like sweets. So anything that's sweet, I'll sit down and eat enough cake to kill an army.
So you would eat ambrosia?
I know I'm not
you
sure.
You would try it.
I would try it.
You would try
I
it.
I would try it. I'm not sure I would.
I think I think everybody should bring one meal to the dinner. So what is yours, Froggy?
Cake.
One gross thing.
You're bringing
for
no
a disgusting
gross.
Dinner party.
Oh,
yeah.
What is gross to you?
Oh, for sure. Where I grew up in the Carolinas, like pig's feet or chitlins. That shit's disgusting.
Chitlins.
Dude.
Okay.
Chitlins are intestines.
Oh, I got another one for the disgusting dinner party. Scrapple. Scrapple.
Is that a hybrid word?
No, it is. No, it's when they're cooking on the flat iron grill at a diner, wherever the case, and then they throw all the excess junk into the grease trap.
Yeah.
And then they pour that on the grill and they cook eggs in it.
They cook it in trash?
They cook it in grease. Grease.
I thought scrapple was like a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it's
like
a little bit of everything.
Isn't it like a hash of some sort?
They turn it into some gelatinous something.
If I Google scrapple, is this going to make me vomit?
It's a Pennsylvania. Yeah. It's actually, you know who could speak to it? He's Nate. Not here. It's Nate. It's a Pennsylvania thing.
Meanwhile, you know, there are so many people who love every single thing that we're talking about. And they're like, how could you hate it? I think if I brought something that would gross me out in theory, it would be turducken.
Turducken?
Yeah.
It's a chicken inside a duck inside a turkey.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring y'all head
Three
cheese.
Three great tastes. Taste great together.
What?
Head cheese.
Go ahead and Google that one, Andrew.
I think I'm good.
Head cheese is all these random, like,
sounds like something you get if you don't wash your dick.
Scary brings it to work every day.
Isn't it suspended in globules, clear globules?
Yep, that's what happens.
Globules
What?
Yeah. I'm going to bring you guys the grossest thing ever. Mayonnaise.
It looks like a gelatin.
You know what I saw in the jar in the supermarket yesterday? They had a whole display of them, and it's called ghee or something like that, and it's a jar of just
Indian.
It's delicious.
It's so good, Scotty.
It's a butter alternative.
It was separated goo. There was like oil up top and like mayonnaise-y stuff on the bottom.
It's like super purified. I mean, basically like purified butter, which is. It's very unhealthy for you, but if you ever eat Indian food, that's what they cook with, and it is actually delicious.
Here's a visual on the head cheese.
And stop.
They still sell those green and white boxes of lard in the dairy department. Who buys that? Oh. What do you do with it?
You probably more love head
it. Okay, you know what, guys? I just thought about it. I'm going to bring you guys gluten-free food.
That's all gross.
I'll take it.
No, some of that tastes good.
Yeah, so we like the Snyder's pretzels. They're good. The gluten.
Those are great.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the greatest sandwich I've ever eaten in my life was a vegan sandwich. It's across the street from where Andrew lives. Not to give too much away. I won't give the name of the restaurant.
Give the restaurant. Give him
some props. I don't want to tell everyone where Andrew lives.
No one's going to Google me.
But it's a vegan restaurant across from him, and it's a portobello jerk sandwich.
And the name of the restaurant is
so good.
It's very misleading.
Right, but it's really, really good.
Brody, what about you?
Is it suggestive?
Is it something that I find gross or that you'll find gross?
You find gross.
Disgusting dinner party.
If you're Jewish, then Scotty might know. Herring.
Yeah, no.
It comes in this awful white sauce in a jar, and only old people eat it.
The only experience I have with herring, I'm sorry, Brody. The only experience I have with herring and borscht is when I was in high school. I bought jars of it, and in between classes, I stood at the top of the stairwell, and I threw them down the stairwell, and they smashed in the hallway, and they dunk, and I got suspended, but it was fun while it lasted.
You know, the more I hear from your childhood, the more the rest of your life makes sense.
It really does.
I'm not in jail, Scotty.
Who hurt you, Scotty?
If that was today, we'd all be in jail for everything that we did in school.
Let's add to it. Gefilte fish.
Yeah, what's gefilte fish?
It's not
fish, is it?
Gefilte. G-E-F-I-L-T-E.
Isn't it gefilte?
Let's scary Jewish explain to you.
What is it? Is it cod? Pickled?
It's whitefish, isn't it? All globbed together?
It's pickled.
And then recooked. It's not pickled. Stop making shit up.
Oh, pickled is what my husband eats because he's British. So we will have, like, pickled onions in the house and stuff like that. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, how do you eat that?
The only pickled things I like are pickles.
I don't even really like pickles.
How about that Marmite stuff? We have that here, too. Like, it's Vegemite. In Australia and England. It's Marmite. I swear to you, he loves to put it on toast. It tastes like bark from your backyard.
Danielle, have you ever had blood pudding?
Yes, I've had that.
What is that?
Like all kinds of little stuff.
Oh,
but I've tasted it.
Spotted dick. That looks questionable.
No,
spotted dick's delicious.
Is it?
It's cake.
Yeah.
Cake
like a spongy cake.
Spongy cake.
Yeah.
What is the... No, I'll think of what it's called.
Trifle is delicious, too.
What is it?
Yeah. Olive loaf?
Anyone into olive loaf?
I do. I love olive loaf.
Oh,
it's
bologna
with olives in it.
Yeah. But I feel like
olive and tripe.
Isn't olive loaf just like the crap left over from... It's just bologna with olives in it.
It looks like bologna with olives.
It is bologna with olives. That's what it is.
And bologna is not good for you.
Well, that was...
By the way, for those wondering still about gefilte fish, it's deboned fish such as carp, whitefish, or pike.
This doesn't sound bad so far.
Is it poached? Is it like a...
Are we all being assholes by blowing all this stuff that people
love
and like swear by?
Cultural food, and I'm offended by it.
You're the one who's like ripping on herring.
Yeah,
that's part of your culture.
I'm a Jew. You don't get to do it and go. Bleh.
I get to have an opinion.
Yeah. No, that's the new rules. No. 2021.
I'm not woke. I get to have an opinion.
Can't offend anybody.
I'm not woke. I get to have an opinion.
I get to have an opinion. He's I'm food woke.
Sorry, excuse me. I have to take a phone call.
It smells bad, too.
Yeah, if something sucks, are we done? You can say it sucks no matter whether it's yours or not.
Exactly. You don't have to. You don't have to own. Take ownership of the culture.
Your people cook stomach, right? Like, and calves brains.
I'm not gonna be offended if you rip on my foods. I don't care.
I just did.
Go for it.
Right, all right. Care. Anybody here eat sweet bread? Really
I don't give a shit.
Frog, are we done?
Shut up, Scotty.
Yeah, we're done.
Scotty, I'm going to bring you something made with ghee, and okay. You're not even going to know, and you might like it.
All right, okay. We're done. Bye. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.